We got to do Does That Make Me Crazy? It's been a while. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's a good one that was sent in to me. Hey, kid, the sound of nail clippers drives me crazy. I do my nails instead with a sharp knife. Does that make me crazy?
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. How do you do that?
Wow.
I'm going to cut off your fingertips.
Yeah.
You whittle your fingernails?
And Cindy said, hey, kid, when I go to a store of any kind, I take my purse, I leave my purse in the car and my jacket in the car. I also make huge motions when I'm putting something in my cart, all for the fear that I will be accused of stealing. Does that make me crazy?
Someone's going to break into your car.
Yeah.
Leave your purse right there, right?
Okay. Start with Elizabeth. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I have a really weird deodorant fetish. I put deodorant on maybe about, I don't know, 8 to 10 times a day.
10 times a day.
Oh, you're like Jenna.
Are you? Do you perspire that much?
Like raw onions.
Is it because you don't shower as much as you should?
No,
or?
I shower.
Yeah?
You won't ever have to worry about me stinking.
So you're just really obsessed
you're
with
obsessed
not
with
stinking.
not having perspiration odor.
I guess. I don't know. All but right. Also associated with that, I cannot cut raw onions.
Yeah.
So if my boyfriend ever wants anything cooked with onions, he has to cut them and then wash the knife and the cutting board that he uses also. Yeah.
Wow. You really don't like onions. Okay. I would
that
say yes,
crazy.
Yes and no. You're not crazy for the second thing, but the first thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes on the first.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, good morning.
Yeah, hey. Sometimes I'll look at my own eyes in the mirror for like an hour. Does that make me crazy?
Are you on mushrooms when you do that?
You look at your own eyes.
You have the wrong number.
I'll tell you, I have looked at myself in the mirror long enough where you stop recognizing yourself.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird feeling.
That guy had the wrong number.
But have you ever done that? Where you look at yourself, you're like, that doesn't even look like me.
Sure.
No.
You look at yourself and it's just weird. It's a weird feeling.
Hey, why didn't you ask him any follow-up questions?
Because what's the point?
Wrong number.
Nope. Why not?
Wrong number.
No.
Because what?
I guess maybe the fear kicked in. Hey, Gerard.
Yo, what up, people?
What up, dude?
Shout out.
What's going on? Check this.
Okay.
I'm driving on the highway. I see skid marks that end up into dividers, or better yet, skid marks that end up into guardrails that are no longer there. Does that make me crazy?
No, I do that too. I do that too. In fact, I recreate the crash.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I say the same thing. I'm like, oh, that person didn't make it. Then I see the one in the divider. I'm like, oh, that person definitely didn't make it.
Oh, I even see the victim on the stretcher, and I assess their injuries in my head.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm even weirder than you are, maybe.
All right, cool. Thanks.
But I love your voice. I'd like to date you just so I could hear you talk.
Wow,
I think
man.
That's a brother,
hey,
Kelly.
Check this. Yo.
Check it. Check it.
It's way too cool for you, Kelly. You
could, I know, but it'd be cool to be around
you
that for a
date
minute.
A really,
yeah,
really
instead
cool
of you, Al.
We got it right.
I dated a Yankee once. That was fun because he thought
a
I talked.
A Yankee? Like,
well, yeah.
A New York Yankee?
No, like from Philadelphia. And it was fun to listen to him talk, and then he thought it was fun to hear me talk, and he'd take me up to his friends and show me off.
So you're calling him a Yankee because he lives in the North.
Right, he's a Yankee
I
from
see.
The North.
I thought that all ended like in 1860.
No, there's still Yankees.
All right.
Not for Kelly.
Not in the Raspberry House.
They have a team called the Yankees.
What else are you hanging on to from 1860 that you still love?
Oh, come on.
Slavery?
Everybody knows about them Yankees up there.
All right.
The Yankees up there.
I like dating Yankees. That was fun.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. When I see a pair of shoes on the ground side by side, I imagine there's an imaginary person standing in them, so I have to move one of them across the room or flip it over. So it'd be impossible for
somebody
to
whoa, 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 whoa,
I
whoa,
love
whoa.
You. We finally have a legitimate crazy.
Winning.
Okay.
Winner.
So you're in the living room, and there's somebody taking off their shoes by the couch, and they're sitting there. What do you do?
I have to move one of them away, so it's like it'd just be too hard for someone to act. I know legitimately that there's not an invisible person. It's just one of those things where I have to get one of them out of the way, or it'll bother me.
Yeah, you have to move one of the shoes.
Separate the shoes.
Yeah.
What if they just have enormously long legs and they are actually stepping apart that far?
They're doing the splits.
Yeah.
Well, that's not something that ever occurred to me, but now I'm just going to move into another room.
Okay. Now you're going to ruin it for her.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Make it even worse.
Oh, that's real life crazy right there.
That.
I like that one.
We've never had that one.
Christy, hi.
Hi.
What's
when I drive through an intersection, if the light turns yellow, I have to scratch the roof of my car. Does that make me crazy?
You have to scratch the roof of your...
Yeah.
Scratch it.
I think if I don't, then I'll get a ticket for running a red light.
You scratch it as if it has an itch.
Uh-huh.
To prevent getting a ticket.
Yeah, you'll still get a ticket.
Yeah, I know. But for some reason, I think if I do it, then I won't. So.
See, we used to do that as a, we used to slap, it was like just a thing you did. You slap through if your car when you run a yellow light. It's like a good luck thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I you, guess so. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yeah, you're crazy.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's just like a thing.
No, it's they're all thing. Crazy.
It's
they're
like whenever things. You see a car with a headlight out, you just have to say Popeye. Because it's just like a good what? Luck thing. You just say Popeye.
Hello, Rare.
I love Popeye.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you're on. What's
hey,
up?
Even when I was like 2 years old in a high chair, up till now I'm 25, if somebody's like, if I smell or see, my whole family and friends call it bee. It's bacon, but I will literally throw up everywhere.
So you don't even say it by name. You just call it by the initial B?
My friends and my family that know me automatically know to say the B word or something like that. And they try not to even say that because...
Yeah, you can't even...
It's not going to bother me right now, but yeah. I don't say it. And
you can't even hear the
like
word
bacon.
When I was
2 years old, I would start bawling and screaming. And
wow.
Like,
I went to a school with a girl, and it was belly button was her word.
Okay.
She couldn't stand the word belly button, navel, anything. It just grossed her out, and people would scream it at her just
like
for fun.
Somebody ordered it, and they brought it at IHOP, and they put it in front of me, and it like went right by my face. And it was like an autonomic thing. I just threw up all
wow.
the time. Yeah.
Okay, let's theorize now.
Don't torture him.
Let's theorize on why he does this. Mm-hmm. I have a theory.
Muslim?
If you guys have one.
Yeah, I think he's Muslim.
Why does
he
do
I
this?
I always have one.
Yeah, what do you think, Al?
He's Muslim.
He's Muslim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Muslims
Let's
don't
find
like
out.
Pork.
Are you Muslim?
Don't like pork.
I'm a whitey.
All right. He's a whitey.
He's a whitey. You can be white and Muslim, sweetie. I think you got really sick one time and you had bacon and threw up. So now that always triggers the throw up response.
I was in a high chair and my mom said that when she put it in front of me the first time, I would just start screaming.
Wow. Okay. So he's never even tasted it.
He never tasted it. Was it when your mom was cooking it once?
Young and she had it and I freaked out. And she said growing up. It followed suit. I just always freaked out.
Wow.
So there is no explanation. Yeah. It's just been like that since he was a baby.
Well, maybe he doesn't know the real reason. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Theorize.
If reincarnation.
Oh, he was a pig.
He used to be a pig.
He doesn't want to eat himself.
You don't eat your brother.
Imagine if you smelled burning human.
Oh,
and it was served up to you.
Don't go dark.
Yeah. Like a crack baby. My mom must have been like addicted to bacon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did she ever
like
tell you to put the lotion in the basket?
No.
All right.
Nasty.
You've been through enough torture discussing this problem, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you very much.
How'd you make that jump, kid?
And yes, you're crazy.
And see, kid can't understand this because kid lives for bacon, much as I live for sausage.
I love bacon.
Bacon is like my favorite thing in the world.
I wonder, is it all pork or is it just bacon?
It's just bacon, apparently.
I'm not a huge fan of the ham.
But turkey bacon.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you,
like
smells are starting.
I don't like ham either.
Smells are starting to get to me. Cooking hamburger meat and stuff. I can't even. If I cook it, I can't eat it now because the smell just gets to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm starting to get much more averse to meat.
Yeah, I'm getting as that. Mm-hmm. The smell.
It's like burning.
I
don't want to ruin anybody's.
It's not like a spiritual thing. It's just a gross smell.
Well, I was
thing.
A vegetarian, complete, like never cheated once for 11 years.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm kind of starting to get back that way again.
I just love meat too much.
Yeah.
I'm fine as long as I don't cook it.
Yeah.
And it's not a lazy thing. It's just the smell of cooking meat. I can't stand it.
Hey, Libya. Libya?
Libby?
Libba?
Libaba?
Libya?
Libra?
You listening to us?
Whoever's on the phone.
Libya?
Talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, okay.
It's Lydia. Lydia.
Lydia.
Oh, clearly, I wasn't talking to you then. Okay.
You shouldn't be talking to me. He said Libya, not Lydia.
Yeah. It's probably the way I pronounce it. But every time I see a dog poop, I have to lick my finger and wipe the inside of my eye.
Okay.
Say no way.
Why? Where does that make sense?
I think it's cultural. I remember being little, and I'm 40 now, and I still do that. It's embarrassing, but everybody's like, what are you doing? So when I'm in a crowd or I'm at the dog park, I'll just kind of put my head down, and my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
you know
so
what I'm
if
doing.
Not, you get a sty in your eye. It's cultural. I remember my grandmother saying my mom,
it's
and nobody
cultural.
Ever really said why, so I just keep doing it. Does that make you crazy?
What culture does that?
I think she means
Hispanic,
an old wives.
Hispanic.
Really?
Hispanic.
JC.
Yes.
JC. Well, JC's Vietnamese.
No, I'm not.
Do you also pee in bottles? I hear that's cultural.
No, that's not cultural. Okay. That's just me wanting to pee in bottles. I've never heard of it, but.
Wow, Lydia.
Is she crazy?
Yeah.
She's
I don't
crazy.
Want anything near my mouth when I'm looking at a dog poo.
Yeah.
I've been told that if you look at a dog poo, you could get a sty in your eye, but I've never heard about
well,
the
there
licking.
You go.
Oh, okay. See, I never heard
then
even
that
heard
that. That is the Mexican thing.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I like to cut my calluses off my hands, and then my girlfriend likes to chew on them. No. And that makes us crazy.
Y'all are just vile.
Oh, that is disgusting.
You're vile, and you're not allowed to listen to this show anymore.
And we're done.
Boy.
No, she doesn't. He's just saying that to gross everybody out.
No,
it does not happen.
I bet she does.
JC,
she
does. Adam, it doesn't happen.
Adam, do you swear that's true?
Yeah, it's true.
I want to talk to her right now.
Go away, Adam.
Go away, Adam.
I believe she chews on his calluses.
No, go away.
Let's call her.
You go with him.
I believe her.